Estevan. The Estevan Coldwell Banker Choice Real Estate U12 Chargers came so close to repeating as the champions of the Kinsmen Moose Jaw Minor Football League. The Chargers fell 28-26 to the Moose Jaw Lions Saturday in the league final in Moose Jaw. Estevan held a 26-6 lead at halftime, but Moose Jaw slowly chipped away at the advantage, and they tied the game at 26-26 late in the fourth quarter. Chargers coach Matt Skell said the team did everything well in the first half. "We shut them down defensively, we forced turnovers, we hemmed them in. They didn't do a lot against us, except for the last minute and a half in the first half, when we forgot to tackle for one play and they took it to the house," said Skell. Estevan's blocking on the offensive side of the ball was excellent, Skell said, and they had a game plan for the Lions' tough defense. Waylon Manti scored 3 touchdowns for Estevan. TJ Thompson, who was named the offensive MVP for the league this season, had the other score. Skell noted that Manti had some long runs, while Thompson's running wore down the Lions' defense. Quarterback Ryder Manti had some nice passes and the players were getting open. Moose Jaw returned a fumble for a touchdown in the second half, and Estevan made some mistakes, but Skell believes the Chargers still played well. "I just feel that our team deserved more than what we got out of that game. Our team was the better football team on that day," said Skell. The Chargers also had some big plays called back by penalties in the third and fourth quarters. Each team had 2 possessions in overtime but couldn't convert. So they went to 2-point convert attempts to decide the winner. Moose Jaw scored on their second effort, while Estevan was stopped short of the goal line. "It was probably one of the most exciting football games that I've been a part of. It was awesome. It was crazy. It was fun. We fought like hell. We knew this team was going to be tough, but we watched enough film and we had the game plan." One of the Lions coaches came up to Skell after the game and applauded the Chargers on the strategy. Skell said it was a great year. They went 5-1 in the regular season and narrowly beat the Moose Jaw Spartans in the playoffs. "We don't hold any shame. We hold our heads high," said Skell. A lot of players who helped the Chargers win the league title last season graduated to the U14 age group for 2022, and they had a couple underage players on the offensive line this year, but they still thrived. Skell praised Thompson's selection as the offensive MVP. "He was a superstar running back, and then he turned into a superstar fullback, he turned into a superstar receiver. He did it all for us. He is going to be extremely missed on this team." Skell predicted this won't be the last time Thompson wins a league MVP award. "He's one of those kids who gives you everything he has, and he asks for nothing in return, other than the ball. He wants the ball, and that's all you can ask for from a kid like him." The Chargers will lose a little more than half of the 28 players to the U14 Oilers next season, but Skell is confident they will be a force next year.